Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back for another week. Nolan and I are, we're going to be talking a little bit about, or probably a lot about, kind of what we've perceived as the state of the game in the first month. We'll be talking about the standings as well or whatever and that, but not a lot of changes to speak about overall, certainly some here and there, but more it's just kind of what we've noticed over the first month, from team competitiveness to and that includes both good teams and bad teams that we'll be talking about. And then, of course, some of the highlights from the last week, some of the surprises, some of the not so often seen plays in baseball over the last week as well. So lots to talk about, Dirtbags. But obviously, before we get going with tonight's show, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, sharing the message wherever you are out there in the listening world. You know, thank you very much for being a part of it. And also, we want to thank again Program Director Dino Costa from AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in the Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley area for joining forces with the Sports Byline family and having us on their network as well. So thank you very much. And again, just like last week, welcome aboard and glad to have you with us. So for all our servicemen and women around the world, again, you know it. Thank you so much for doing what you do each and every day so Nolan, myself, the rest of the dirtbags out there can do what we do, and that's be a part of baseball and enjoy life. It's much more than just baseball, but for sure it's be able to live our life on a day-to-day basis and you know, get up, get after, and get dirty. And we owe that to you as much as we owe it to ourselves and each other. So, again, thank you for doing. Thank you for listening. We hope we bring a little bit of enjoyment to your week in some way, shape, or form. And we appreciate it so much. So if you're a player, a parent, a coach, and you want to get in touch with us, talk about training, the baseball journey, or you want to send us a curtain call question for a show, you know where you can do that. At Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook and Instagram. Reach out to us. We'll talk to you in person if it's a personal question, and we'll try to get you on a curtain call question show if it's that side of the ledger. So other than that, though, Dirtbags, it's time to settle in, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because Nolan and I are going to be right back here in a second to get things rolling, and hey, let's get after it all night long.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you gonna do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spring is here, and Kohl's has everything you need to celebrate it in style. Find fresh looks the whole family will love for all your events and get-togethers this season. Plus, save an extra 15% on some of your favorites and earn Kohl's cash. There's so much to love about spring, and big savings on great styles is one of them. Find them now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends April 19th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora at Kohl's. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what's the top of the show going to look like tonight?
Yeah, so let's jump out with the new top 150 prospects for this year's draft. List just got announced today. No real surprise with the number one right now. It's still Ethan Holliday, despite having a bit of a slow spring and start to the year overall. But I mean, they still have him ranked number one. Seth Hernandez, right-handed pitcher from Corona High School in California, is number two. Jamie Arnold, left-handed pitcher from Florida State. Eli Willits, shortstop from Fort Cobb Broxton High School in Oklahoma. Ava Arquette, second baseman, Oregon State, is five. Billy Carlson at six. He's a shortstop, Corona High School in California again. Jace Laviolette, seven, outfielder from Texas A&M. Kyson Witherspoon, right-handed pitcher from Oklahoma. Cade Anderson, left-handed pitcher from Louisiana State. Liam Doyle, left-handed pitcher, Tennessee. Good run on pitchers, it looks like. But, man, could you imagine playing against Corona High School? You get two out of the top six prospects right now are from Corona High School. Like, that must be a heck of a way to end your week. You know, I just had a bad math test or a science test or whatever type of test. Now I go and I got to face two of the top six prospects in this year's class. Gosh, that must suck for the California high school kids that have to go up against those guys.
Yeah, no question or whatever. I mean, as I listen to you read through them and that, I think of it as a coach or whatever and stuff. High school coach, do you retire after that year when you get two potential top six, maybe top five, if the rest of the season finishes out the course? Or do you just say, what a year? I don't know, man. But, hey, ride it out while you can, coach. There's no question about it. Yeah, you hit the nail. I looked briefly through it earlier today, Nolan. And yeah, not only pitchers, but left-handed pitchers showing up on the board high. Interesting birth year.
Well, that's obviously it. Three of the top 10 left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
Collegiately, too. Yeah. And that's usually a good sign. That means that they're usually pretty developed. They've fine-tuned some of their mechanics a little bit and everything like that. So, no, yeah, it seems like a good year for collegiate pitchers coming out. And then, yeah, obviously, yeah, the high school shortstops seems to still be the biggest thing out there for the top 10s.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's hey, it's a good class. Like you said, Ethan Holliday at the top of the board. Washington, as we know, during the off season, your big country happened to be in the house at Nashville and got the number one pick for them this summer. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with that pick. Rizzo's obviously, he's been there before, he's done it, so he's going to be able to navigate the pressure and understand the situation. So, but yeah, it's a good class early on. And again, what are we? We're coming up on May 1st tomorrow, so 2.5 months.
Well, last
two
time,
and three quarter months before that draft is live.
Last time they had the number one pick, if I'm not mistaken, they had a big whiff on that one, didn't they? Bryce Harper?
Yeah.
I think that was a whiff. So, no, I mean, you look at it, and like you said, Rizzo, obviously, the past two times that he's had the number one overall pick, no doubters. Like, you didn't need to get any sort of scouts out there to even take a look at Steven Strasburg coming out of San Diego State. And you sure as heck need to take a look at Bryce Harper coming out of, I'm drawing a blank on the junior college that he played at there that one
year. Vegas.
No, is that what it was called? Was just Vegas?
No,
it was in Las Vegas. Yeah. But either way, no, you're looking at it. And those two were the surefire number one overall picks. It didn't take a scouting report to really do anything with that. Now, Ethan Holliday, obviously, the way that they've talked about him is they're saying that the ceiling is higher than Jackson's. Obviously, he's got the pedigree. He's got the family name. He's got the size. I mean, he's probably going to be playing third base more so than shortstop up in the major leagues. But, I mean, call it what it is now. Shortstops are you get Ellie De La Cruz at 6'7", still playing shortstop. So, and I mean, Gunnar Henderson's what? He's 6'3", 6'4"? Like, he's basically basically the same size as Ethan. So you're like, all right. Yep. I mean, there are bigger shortstops in today's day and age. I'm still profiling him more as a third baseman, but I'm an outsider. I haven't seen enough of the kid to actually take a good look at him or anything like that. But obviously, with the way that basically they talked about how his spring and everything like that has gone, it doesn't sound like it's a surefire of a pick at number one as a lot of people thought coming into the year. So, I mean, the Nationals, they got to take some time.
Absolutely. We talk about it all the time, right? We've talked it right from the very beginning when we started this podcast in 2019. And it, you know, you want to recruit athletes, right? And let's be honest, these kids now are just that much further ahead as athletes. Unfortunately, the pitchers, as we know, have come to find out, is just probably their first year, second year, is a Tommy John waiting to happen. I hate to say that, but it's almost an automatic, it seems like, because of the pressure of the travel ball circuit and the showcases and the high stress pitching and the volume and the velocity that's coming out of them and stuff like that. But position players, I mean, they don't jump into the major leagues overnight. There's no question about that. Forget about what we talked about last week with the Angels doing and hitting it on the head the last 2-3 years.
Well, even the Athletics with Nick Kurtz last week too.
Absolutely. I mean, the bottom line is these kids are athletes. So, you know, you're not going to go too wrong with any of them. If I don't need pitching, though, I'm definitely going to go up the middle with the yeah, exactly right. Always up the middle for me. If there happens to be a great catcher that slides in there and I need that franchise catcher and I really believe in him, you know what? I'm looking at him too. So, but you're right. I mean, and I said, Rizzo will make the right call at the end of the day. And if he doesn't go with an Ethan Holliday at the end of the day, second gets a great choice and so on and so forth, right? All pretty solid picks at the top. If they maintain that status moving forward.
Then two superstars going down with injuries. One of them already on the IL, Mr. Logan Gilbert, right elbow flexor strain. Knock on wood for Mariners fans, it wasn't Tommy John or anything like that. No real update on his recovery or anything like that. They placed him on the 15-day IL there last week. And then earlier today, the news that no baseball fan wanted to see, hear, read anything to that extent. Unfortunately, Mr. Mike Trout exits in the fourth inning. running a ball out to first base. Worst thing that could possibly happen. There is no two ways about it, man. Mike Trout being off the field is not good for baseball. And unfortunately, this entire decade, we have not seen Mike Trout. It's the sad reality. But,
any details on it, Nolan? Lower half, legs, back? Any updates at this point in time?
No. It just happened. So it said that he went back out to right field for the bottom of the third. When a spot in the order came up next with two on and two out in the fourth, Washington sent Joe Adell to pinch hit for him.
Well, so, fingers crossed they got it early. Fingers crossed they got it early, and it maybe takes a week or something like that. So that's all we can hope for. We've been saying it all along. I think every dirtbag out there, you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. We all want to see him on a field or whatever and stuff. No matter how the Angels are doing or whatever, the bottom line is you want to see the kid on the field. Hopefully he got it early, and it's not a long term thing for sure.
But I mean, with his injury history, it's one of those ones that
I'm going to stay on the positive side.
Yeah, I know. He's got 9 home runs, so he's tied for 3rd in the majors too. But I mean, you're looking at his stats this year: .173 average, .261 on base, a .462 slug. Right. Obviously, the slugging number is great, but I mean, the average has just not been there. Like a lot of just swing and miss right now. And I mean, and that is due to the fact that unfortunately he hasn't been able to play over the past few years. But like you said, hopefully they caught it early. Hopefully it's one of those ones that you know what, it's just cramps or a stinger or something like that. Maybe miss a day or two. And you know what, get back out there. Hopefully get out there soon and get playing again. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what's on the agenda?
Yeah, let's talk about the standings right now. NL East, not much has changed. New York Mets, 21-9. Philadelphia Phillies, 16-13. Atlanta, 14-16. Washington, 13-17. Miami, 12-18. Obviously, the hottest team over the past week again, or past 10 days, your New York Mets, Kirk.
Yeah, 8-2.
You jumping, on the bandwagon? You believing in them?
Oof, hard not to right now. Nice way to start the home field year with, what are they? I think they're 8-0 at home. So, I mean, 13-1 I think overall,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, 13-1
yeah,
at home.
So, yeah, eight. I guess it's an 8-game winning streak at home right now. So, you know, nice to see the Braves. They had a 7-3 week, getting back into shape. Tough loss today at 2-1 to all teams, Colorado. They lose. But we'll talk about that more after we're done with overviewing the standings, just kind of the state of the game, what we're seeing after the first month. So, yeah, I mean, the Mets and the Braves, hottest in the East.
Then you get NL Central. You got the Cubs, 18-12, Cincinnati, 16-14, Milwaukee, 15-15, St. Louis, 13-17, Pittsburgh, 11-19. Cubs, you know what's crazy about the Cubs? 17-12 against teams above 500. That means they played one game and they won, obviously, against a team that was 500 or less on their record. Strongest, that's the hardest start to a season that a team has ever had to go through in terms of strength of competition or strength of schedule, sorry.
Other than the opening in Japan, they're rolling. They're rolling. That's the only blemish on the record, really, to speak of. So 18-12, 6-4. Cincinnati was rolling a little bit. They had a 6-4 week. Lost the first game of the doubleheader against the Cardinals today. We'll see what happens in game two. But right now, the Cubs just look confident. Nothing's really changed from last week when we spoke about it. They're playing Craig Council baseball, simple as that.
Then you get the NL West. You got the Dodgers, 21-10. San Francisco, 19-11. San Diego, 18-11. Arizona, 15-14. Colorado, 5-25. Not really anything crazy outside of San Diego and Arizona both going 3-7 in their past 10.
Yeah. They just had a tough stretch right there. Complete change. I mean, but I'll look at it and just say for those two teams, it's just the first of the season, right? The ebbs and flows of the season. Next week, they could be right back there at 7-3 again. Too good of teams to go 3-7 routinely, 4-6, below 500, really. So San Francisco, the Dodgers, I mean, the Dodgers are using their depth. They have to. They have no pitching or hardly any pitching, whatever. They're falling off right, left, and center. We'll talk more about that. Giants still just playing good baseball overall. Losing right now to the Padres, but pretty solid baseball still.
Then you get the AL East. You got New York Yankees, 18-12. Boston, 17-14. Tampa Bay, 14-15. Toronto, 13-16. Baltimore, 11-18. Do you think it's time that people stop saying that's the toughest division in baseball? Because to me, I do. That's not the toughest division in baseball to me. It's still the NL West right now. That NL West has to be the toughest division in baseball. Because, like, I mean, you're looking at it. The last 10 games, Yankees 5-5, Boston 6-4, Tampa Bay 6-4, Toronto 2-8, Baltimore 3-7. Toronto's busy trying to fight with the umpires more so than they're trying to fight for a win. I don't know. No, it hasn't been an impressive start for the AL East division, that's for sure. But Boston, I mean, still continues to look pretty good.
Yeah, really. They look very consistent. Yankees with a big double-header sweep over the Jays there a couple days ago. It's just, I agree with you. That division is just, it's just ho-hum right now. I really don't know. Even though the Yankees are 18-12 and playing pretty good ball, I there's nothing great standing out to me other than obviously Judge and things like that. But Red Sox, to me, are probably about the most exciting team in that division right now. So that's it. Rays have had a nice little week, 6-4, put themselves one game under 500. But yeah, the Red Sox are playing good baseball, and Yankees are just doing what they're doing and staying there. Next division, though, the AL Central is looking pretty competitive, too, for the most part.
AL Central, Detroit 19-12, Cleveland 16-13, Kansas City 15-15, Minnesota 13-17, and the Chicago White Sox with their ugly new jerseys at 7-22. Yes, you heard me right. I don't know if you've seen them or not, their new City Connect jerseys with the Chicago Bulls inspiration behind it. God, they're ugly.
I don't even know if
whoever's related to Reinsdorf signed off on it or what the heck the deal was there. I get that they own both teams, but oh, they're ugly. Ugly jerseys. No one should have ever approved of that. It looks like the old school Cincinnati Reds jersey type of deal from back when Adam Dunn was playing with them and Ken Griffey Jr. and stuff like that. They're just ugly jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, team that's had a really good week there. Kansas City Royals, obviously, 7-3, back to 500. Bobby Witt on his hit, what's he up to, 19 or 20 games? I think it is a hit streak right now. Doing what he does, but the pitchers are starting to settle in. Mike Lorenzen, good signing or whatever, and that just those quality innings right now. Lugo's been pretty solid for the most part. Playing good baseball again, so making that top three, them, the Guardians and the Tigers, a little bit more competitive, a little bit closer together, and hey, we'll see if the momentum will keep going for the Royals. So then I'd like the Seattle Mariners finally in your next one, Nolan.
I was going to say the AL West, you got Seattle 17-12, Houston 16-14, Texas 16-14, Athletics 15-15, and Los Angeles Angels 12-16. Boy, the Angels have really scuffled, but the Seattle Mariners, despite losing their ace, seems like they finally might have some offense. Not a heck of a lot, but Jorge Polanco, that might have been one of the most underrated signings of the offseason.
My goodness.
I was not expecting that. He was not on my bingo card for an early season AL MVP candidate.
I almost pulled the trigger on him over the weekend to replace my original pick in fantasy, and I didn't go with him because I didn't know how long it was sustained. And then, of course, last night he has two more home runs. They look good, 17-12. And I'm happy for them, too, 7-3 over the last 10. It's good for them. Danny Wilson's got them playing good, great baseball, believing in each other. And when you got a guy carrying a good veteran like Polanco, too, just showing up and doing it every day for you, that builds strength and momentum, takes a little bit of the pressure off of Julio Rodriguez, and just lets them do what they're doing right now.
After tonight's games, did you have Detroit Tigers and the Los Angeles Dodgers? I mean, the Los Angeles Dodgers, I think, is a little bit safer of a pick. But the Detroit Tigers, did you have them leading the American League through the first month of baseball? Because I sure as heck didn't. I figured it was going to be a good team again, but I did not have them leading.
Yeah, I mean,
AJ Hinch has the boys fired.
Yeah, for sure he does. For sure he does. Scoobles pitching like a Cy Young. Obviously Torkelson, he's cooled off a little bit or whatever in that, but still swinging it. Just good overall baseball all the way around. They look good. They went into Houston today. What they end up, is that game done yet? I'm not even sure.
7-4. It was, 7-4 they won.
7-4. Yeah. Against the Astros. That's a big win because the Astros have been playing a lot better baseball. Huge win for them. So they're just, I agree. I did not have them leading the American League after 1 month. So hats off, AJ. Hats off, Tigers. You got to be loving life right now.
Yeah, and that's it. And my apologies. I said the Dodgers. The New York Mets are actually half a game better than the Dodgers. They're 21-9. Dodgers are 21-10. But yeah, I mean, Javi Baez obviously gets his first home run of the season today. Hits a grand slam. That's one of those ones, and we were talking about it, and you're like, all right, you want to run down the big contracts and stuff like that, and just how much of an albatross does that put on your team? Chris Bryan, obviously, with the Colorado Rockies. That's an albatross of a contract. Anthony Rendon, and I guess Mike Trout for both of their sakes, albatrosses of contracts. Javi Baez, albatross of a contract. Like, Willie Adames, even. Willie Adames has not done a thing with the San Francisco Giants offensively. I'm just looking at it like you want to try and earn these $200 million paychecks. Prove to me that you're worth $200 million. Because so far, none of these guys have even sniffed being worth $10.
Yeah, I mean, Willie Adames is the only non-Buster Posey effect so far. Now, we could be talking totally different in two more months or whatever and stuff like that. But the rest of what Posey's done has looked phenomenal. Yeah. Going back to the Detroit Tigers, Nolan, and we talked about it last week. You know, splitting on the road and winning 70% at home. Well, they're just like the Mets right now. They're 13-3 at Comerica. I mean, that's outstanding. You're taking advantage of the cold weather, the home dimensions early on, and you're capitalizing on it, and you're winning 13-3. They're below 500 away. They're 6-9, but they're pretty close to that 500 range, right?
And Scooble's trying to repeat.
Leads to championship.
Scooble's looking like he's ready to repeat for an AL Cy Young, too. Oh, yeah, it does. It definitely leads to championships. And Jack Flaherty, too, has looked good. I mean, a lot of their young kids, though, they're finally coming up there. They're young starting pitchers. You get Reese Olson, Casey Mize, stuff like that. And they're all looking like big leaguers now.
100%. And it shows up. You look through the standings right now on that, and you look at those leaders, they're taking care of business at home. So, but Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break.
Lowe's knows member-only doorbuster deals make SpringFest savings even better. Right now, rewards members can get three 19.3-ounce Bonnie Plants vegetables and herbs for just $10. Plus, save $50 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill, now $149. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4-7, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location, subject to change, while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Mariana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover, and trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off throughout the store and earn Kohl's cash. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 19th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at columbia.com.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, the most common one coming in, and we've touched on it throughout the show or whatever, and basically what our perception, and also kudos to you, Dirtbag, sending in your thoughts of the state of the game after the first month and stuff like that. Some things that you like and some things that you really don't like and stuff. But it's overall, for example, last night we had three games where one team scored 15 runs. I think the Orioles got to three against the Yankees, 15-3, I think it was. Dodgers won 15-2 over the Marlins, and somebody else had 15-2 or something like that over Pittsburgh, I think it was, maybe or not. I don't even know where to begin with it and stuff. I've been reading online and getting some different things. You know, they talk about, you know, the MLB saving money a few years back when they dropped down to 20 rounds for the draft. They got rid of 41 minor league teams to save money. And there's credence to that. There's not the same player development. There's not the same, simple as that, player development. I mean, we got games now already in the first month where players are pitching in the final innings to just get through the game. The Dodgers, I think, have done it twice in the last week, and they were on the winning side. They weren't on the losing side to save pitchers. That's unacceptable. That's not fun when guys are just Eva's pitching it in there and lobbing it in there. Like that's not fun to me. Especially in the first month. That's just ridiculous that that's happening. So I agree with you, Dirtbags. That part of it, I'm very disappointed in that you got Colorado. They finally got their fifth win today. I'm sorry, but you're professional. Everybody's equal. Yes, they could spend more money. But it seems like, they did it with Mike Hampton way back at the turn of the century. They did it with Chris Bryant. It seems like when they do invest, it just does not work out in any way, shape, or form. And they do not have the resources like a Dodgers to be able to have 50 extra players. They've got good players. They've got good players on their team. Just not enough depth to get them through. Chicago's been scuffling for years. So, yeah, I know the owners are restricting the money and they could invest more. I get that side of the complaint. But on the other side, there obviously is an internal issue still going on. MLB is globalizing the game, which is outstanding. But I think in order to globalize the game, you still have to have a great, phenomenal product overall. And I will finish with this, Nolan, and let you jump in. I look at the NHL, National Hockey League playoffs are going on right now. They are phenomenal. They are beating the tar out of each other. They are going all in. NBA, I don't watch the NBA, but I know, I see the highlights. The same things are going on there. It's back like the 80s or something like that, 1980s, where teams are just beating on each other to try to win that championship. Now, I get it. It's the playoffs versus the regular season. But that brings in love, affection, passion for a game. And I realize it's only the first month of baseball, but it, to me, it is relevant. It is similar. You're seeing them competing and beating on one another for all the marbles, so to speak. And you're seeing position players pitching in the final games because their team's up 15-2 or something like that. And there's some teams that you just don't even want to walk in and play. I don't care. I don't care what they say. You're not pumped up to go and play Chicago White Sox. You're not pumped up to go and play the Colorado Rockies, Miami, or the Marlins, even though they're playing pretty good baseball overall. The only time you're disappointed is if you ended up losing one of those games when you played them.
Which has happened 12 times for the Miami Marlins. They got 12 wins, buddy.
Yeah.
They're only 20 or 18 more before my predictions wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I get it, but I mean that's my side of it. Dirtbags. Nolan, love to hear your thoughts.
No, I'm of the same opinion. Now basketball, I used to be a Dallas Mavericks fan for basketball, and then they traded Luka Doncic, and now I will never watch another basketball game again. I can say that with no doubt in my mind. I think basketball is just a horrible product. Basketball fouls have become the equivalent of a soccer foul. Lot of acting. You look at a guy funny, you get called for a foul. I just saw LeBron James swearing at a ref the other day and doesn't get a tech. I'm like, this is what basketball has become. If so, and the best part was, it was Anthony Edwards in the clip with him, and Anthony Edwards is like, if I say this S, you're giving me a tech. He doesn't get a tech. Calling out the ref right in front of him. No one bats an eye. Catching on camera, too. It's like, all right, that's what basketball has become, is the one-man show, and if someone looks at him funny, unfortunately, it's going to be 10 fouls and you're out of the game, basically, or whatever it is, 6 fouls, I guess, for basketball. But hockey playoffs, man, there's nothing better. Hockey playoffs are just different. I love hockey playoffs. Obviously, we're Canadian, so we're a little bit biased here, but hockey playoffs, man, the refs keep the arms down for the hockey playoffs. They let the boys scrap. They let them go at it. They let them do their stuff, right? And this is what we always talk about. And every damn time it happens, it pisses me off. Last week, Jose Berrios walking off the field, thinks Kyle Rowley was stealing signs and pointing at him. And so what's he do? Berrios starts yipping at Kyle Rowley, and Rowley's like, all right, you want to go? Let's go. And Berrios just keeps on walking away to the dugout to wait until the teammates come and try to back him up. No one drops the mitts. You get the bullpens clearing and everything like that. And I'm like, man, just for the, like, just go if you're going to go. No one, nothing pissing me off more than that. Back to your 15-2 conversations that you were just having. The pitchers are paid a heck of a lot of money to pitch. The position players are paid a heck of a lot of money to play defense or hit. They're not Shohei Ohtani. I'm not paying you Shohei Ohtani money because you're not Shohei Ohtani. You can't do both at an elite level. Get a pitcher out there. Even if it's your scrub pitcher, your long reliever, I don't care. A pitcher's a pitcher. I want to see a pitcher pitch. I do not want to ever see a position player on the mound in a 15-2 blowout game. And no disrespect to Kike Hernandez, because that helmet that he was wearing, I get that it's protective. It looks dumb as all hell.
Yeah.
I get that it's protective, but at the end of the day, you have a pitcher up on the mound in the ninth inning in a 15-2 game. You do not have a position player. That makes the sport unwatchable. If you're a casual fan and I see a guy throwing a lob ball at 60 or 70 miles an hour, no disrespect, but that is horrible for the game. That is not what any fan should ever want to see.
100%. I 100% agree. Ridiculous. So great question brought in. I'm glad that you guys are fired up about it as the nation as well. You should be. You love this game like we do, and you should be fired up about it. So let's stay on that, Nolan. We do not like bashing on the umpires, but here's a lot of coming in, and rightfully so, the questions coming in on that. The state of the umpires right now. It's. I'm just not quite sure what's happening, to be quite honest with you. I'm genuine about that. I really don't know if they're doing it on purpose because the automatic strike zone's coming in or computerization's coming in. I really don't know. But at the end of the day, same as we're talking about the players and the teams, you are paid right now to be a professional. And there's just some really flat out mistakes.
Oh, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Unfortunately, the umpiring has been god awful this year. It really has. Like, and the MLB, like you said, I don't know if it's because MLB told the home plate umpires, hey, have fun while you guys can. this is going to be your last year or what the deal is. But, and I mean, you're seeing players, and we obviously talked about it with Alec Boehm there a couple weeks ago, how he started tapping on the helmet and everything like that. And you're like, it needs to happen. Because there have been some egregious calls. Egregious. Yeah. Like, I'm talking a good 4 or 5 inches off the black pitches being called a strike. Like, borderline other batter's box getting called strikes. And you're like, nobody is hitting that. Nobody in their life is even going to touch that, swing at it, do anything. Because it's that far outside. The catcher is proceeding to reach across his body to try and bring it back. And you're still calling it a strike? I get if it's 2 or 3 inches off of the black and my catcher is set up out there and he does a very subtle move on a slider or something like that, that's breaking. Sure, that one's a little bit tougher to call. Fastball, I mean, it's straight, so you can get a little bit better of an eye at it. Anything breaking away type of deal from a right-handed hitter or breaking away from a left-handed hitter. Like I said, 2 or 3 inches off of the black and my catcher's out there, I might give him that. I got a little bit of leeway. But if I'm calling a four-seam fastball that a catcher is proceeding to reach across his body to try and pull back into the strike zone to make that a strike, shame on you. That is a horrible job umpiring. Like you said, they are paid professionals. I get that they're unionized. Yeah. I get that they're unionized. But at the end of the day, have some pride. You're professionals. A lot of people would kill to be earning the type of money that these guys are earning. And don't get me wrong. I get that the umpires take a lot of crap, but they deservedly so this year. That has to stop. They have to do a better job from behind the plate. Because me as a catcher, I would be so fired up.
So here's what I've been saying over in Germany and stuff like that, as I've been learning the strike zone over here and stuff, what they call and things. Sure, everybody follows Major League Baseball and that concept. But I said, how can we not just have it the way it was written up right from the very beginning of time? It's a box. Armpits to the knees. Box. Call it at all ages, from amateur all the way through, and make it simple. It was already designed for you. Just do it. Don't say it gets tighter the better you get. Forget that. That's too hard on a human being to do that. So don't do it. That's why you get inconsistency. Call the strike zone the way it's supposed to be called. We got a minute 30, Nolan. Last question's coming in. We're talking about pitching and stuff like that. And it happened to come up that the Los Angeles Dodgers, obviously they're going down. Tyler Glasnow went down again this week. They got Tony Gonsolin back today. Pitched, looked pretty good. The question is Mark Pryor, pitching coach with the Dodgers, been there a long, long time. He was an injury with the Chicago Cubs as a pitcher almost from the beginning. Came out of college, one of the highly, that's the guy you want to follow.
No, he was.
An injury.
He was.
Injury,
there's
injury,
no,
injury,
there's
injury,
not
injury,
one. Injury. No, but there's yeah, not. He was that. One of. He was the greatest college yeah. pitcher mechanically ever.
Okay. So that's what they said. They did all the analytics and they did all that stuff when it was first coming up. Is he, what kind of a percentage is he on the results of them getting injured?
90.
Is he the wrong guy?
90%.
Is he the wrong guy?
90%.
You think?
90%. He was a Band-Aid and his whole pitching staff's Band-Aids. The other 10% is the fact that they sign injured pitchers. Now, the only reason that the Dodgers get away with it is because they paid $7,000 billion for their team this year. Like, they're a bunch of Band-Aids, man. And for all the analytics stuff that they do that supersedes every other team in baseball, explain to me why you can't keep your pitchers healthy. But Dirtbags will be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it.
It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought for this week is in regards to the batting average of major league hitters and why we have 29 guys below the Mendoza line out of 166 people that are qualified. More or less a fifth of the league of qualified hitters are hitting below the Mendoza line. And it's not little names either. Like, there's some dudes on here that are getting paid big chunks of change. You get Josh Bell, I mean, not really big chunk of change. Lamont Wade, Ryan McMahon, Michael Conforto, Luis Robert, Andrew Vaughn, Lourdes Gurriel Jr., Spencer Steer, Andres Jimenez, Anthony Santander, Vinny Pascatino, Marcus Semien, Tommy Pham, Mike Trout, Jazz Chisholm Jr., Yonier Diaz, Tristan Casas, Dansby Swanson, Michael Massey from, I think it's Michael Massey. Yeah, Michael Massey from Kansas City, Taylor Ward, Luis Ortiz, Ryan Mountcastle, Max Muncy, Jake Berger, Christian Walker, Trey Sweeney, Eugenio Suarez, and Matt Chapman. That's about $1 billion combined. That's hitting below the Mendoza line of 200. Money well spent, boys. Money well spent.
State of the game, right? State of the game. We've seen it come for years. And it makes it tough on youth players out there, parents, coaches. I get it. I'm going through it over here in Germany and stuff like that. It's tough to try to talk to them and educate the importance of battling every pitch. And that's just the reality. That's tough. That's tough to hear. Surprising to hear, too, quite honestly, and stuff like that. But it is what it is. So it's where the game's at, and we got to live with it, and hopefully it'll change over the next when things warm up and the rest of the season. And we'll find out more. So, but unfortunately, Dirtbags, we do thank you for listening. We do thank you for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. Wherever you are out there in the listening world, have a fantastic week. You know, get up, get after it, get dirty. On the field, off the field. If you have a question for us, send it to us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll be sure to answer it. All the servicemen and women around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do here every week and come to you live because we love it. So, again, though, it is that time, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.